A fire ban is in place for Elliott Lake and Blind River beginning at 12 a.m. on May 30. The danger is extreme. On Tuesday, Elliott Lake fire crews responded to a bushfire at a remote location on Angel Lake. Four firefighters and portable equipment were dispatched to the location with the fire department's inflatable boat. It took about 5 hours to extinguish the fire and hot spots. The cause of the fire is believed to be a campfire that was not completely out and it became active in the hot, dry conditions. At another location Monday evening, a resident exercising her dog noticed an abandoned campfire at the Eston Lake boat launch. The resident advised the fire department and began putting the fire out with a small container. They dispatched two firefighters in a small fire vehicle with portable equipment. Today, Fire Chief John Thomas commented, "Well, right now, there's absolutely no burning within our 9 townships in the municipality. So that's no campfires whatsoever. However, if you have a propane stove or if you have the little propane fire table type, those are allowed to be used." After the ban is lifted, campers and residents need to practice safe methods, Thomas says. The big thing is, once the ban is lifted, as people go camping or having their backyard fires, they have to make sure that these fires are completely out, so that's pouring lots of water on them. That could be, once you get the water on them, getting a stick and mixing it up just to make sure that it is good and out. Thomas further commented, "With the dry conditions that we have currently going on right now, that seems to be the problem. People think the campfires are out, but they're not really out by just pouring water on them or just letting them burn out and leaving. The jewel in the wilderness is surrounded by forest, and that won't change when the ban is lifted. It's my responsibility to make sure that the community is safe and we don't have the Fort McMurray fires, or heaven forbid, the one that's currently burning in the Halifax region," Thomas said. "Everyone can do their part to keep Elliott Lake safe. Unsafe practices with campfires can be costly. The fine for a fire during a fire ban is $500, and there are other fines for unsafe practices at any time." Thomas, that's the big message for the day, because that's what we seem to be going to a lot. Campfire leftovers from the night before or 2 nights before.